The readings of our mass today are about God's mercy, God's love. His love and His mercy is immense. There's no limit and unconditional. It is expressed to us by the story of the three cases, the man who had 100 sheep, but then he lost one. He left behind 99, went out looking for the lost one, and he found it. And he so rejoiced, and he asked the neighbor to rejoice with him. And the second story is the same idea. For one animal, it called out to a coin. A woman lost a coin, and then she had to light the candle and then look around, sweep the house, and she found it. She also called her neighbor to come and rejoice with her. It has a difference between three things. The third story is the young man who got lost, who left the family, he went out, and then he become like a kind of material, financial, and spiritual bankruptcy. So he come back home, and the father celebrate his coming back. To say to us, that's about all these stories is about God's love, God's mercy in regard to sinners. There are three things there. The first three stories are three different categories. Animal with life. But I could say it's more precious than a coin. The coin has no life, but there's value. But then the coin and then the sheep and comfort mother, it is a human being. It is much more. There's much more value. But all to say to us about the love of God. When we study about this, some people say it's the tension in the family. What is the tension? Why the tension? The proverb of the story of the three persons there, the father and two sons. The tension is, people may ask, where is the mother? If things might be much happier, the family would be much more happy if the mother would be around. But where's the mother? It could be a topic for us for our meditation there. But the point I'd like to offer to you here is the two, we consider the characters. The younger son, what did he want? Tension. Tension because they like to avoid it. They like to leave home. He wanted autonomy. He wanted what Pope John Paul I say, teenagers, young people, maybe they do not want an automobile, that like to have some kind of some moral auto-decision, auto-choice, auto-government. And this has happened to that young man. He liked to be on his own. He liked to be in control. So he dared to ask his father, divide the money for me, the possession for me. And this usually, heritage would be divided after the death of the parents. So, but the young man, he considered his father as dead. He dared to show it, to do it, and ask for the heritage to be divided. He took it, he left home. That's the tension. What a miserable thing for the herd. For a young man to leave home and leave father and brother behind. And surely his father must be brokenhearted. The young man went out. He spent all the money. And I could say that when he had money, he had friends. But when he finished it, he had no more friends, so he had to be hired to work for somebody in a farmer to take care of the pigs. And he had to eat the food of the pigs. And he realized how life is. Amazing thing, the gospel said, he come back to his senses. And then according to what we just read, he said, I must go home, go to my father. That's the story of the younger one. The tension from the part of the older one, the older son. He come back from his farm after work and he heard the music in the house. with the dancing. So he asked one of the servants, what's the matter? What is that? And the servant said, your brother, he come home and your father celebrated him. And the young man, the older brother did not even come, didn't want to come to into the house. His father had to go out to plead with him. Your brother got lost. And now he come home. And the son argued to the father, saying, how many years I have served you? And you not give me a little bit, a little thing to celebrate, for me to celebrate with my friends. And the father had to say to him, son, everything I have is yours. Everything my can enjoy your life. The point I like to see over here, if they attention the family, it is the father who is the glue for the two sons together. And you see the beautiful story, we call what we can, they call happy ending. And no more tension in terms of conflict, but it was celebration. Our Lord used this story to explain the tension between the Pharisees, the scribes, and Jesus himself. And they complained to Jesus, how come that you get mixed up with the tax collectors, the public sinners? And our Lord used this story to show to them, saying that the public sinners, they would be like the prodigal son. The tax collectors, the sinners, they come to our Lord, they were like the prodigal son. And our Lord said to, and you scribes and Pharisees, you hypocrite, you self-righteous, you are like the older son of that man. That's a story our Lord would like to tell them. To say that for God, even the scribes, the Pharisees, they are against the good Lord, but God is all merciful. The point I'd like to offer to you, to say to you, in regard to God, we are all sinners in different ways. But whatever kind of sin we have committed, God is all merciful, and he's always up calling us back to be with him, to come home to our Lord, to come back to the church, to come back to the sacraments. Always from the part of our Lord is like the father who agreed, let the son go because he respected his freedom, his auto choice. He left, for him inside it was not okay for him, but he respected the self-determination of his younger son. But he always looking out, waiting and waiting. When he saw the son coming home, the father and old man run. Old man run from the gospel. It says so. He ran to his son and embraced and hugged him and brought him home. That's the attitude, the behavior, the conduct of God in our regards. God is always calling us to be back to him. That's for our part to God. And the second part, I could say, is more human. From appreciating the mercy, the forgiveness from the part of God, from our part, if his mercy is unconditional, if his love is unconditional, it is to say God always loves us, but his forgiveness is not unconditional. What does that mean? It means like a two-way street. In order to be forgiven, we need to repent. We need to come back to our sense, saying that we are sinners, to realize our poor situation and repent, it is to say to sorry for the wrong thing we did, and we ask for forgiveness. So, in order to be forgiven, God is always forgiving, but the condition we must carry out, we must have, is to repent, to have the willingness to change, to do what we call to regret, for the sinful past. For what is we did wrong in the past, and we ask the good Lord for grace to start new again. The second point is the look at the example of the Father. And this, I could say, applying into your family. Father and mother, brother and sisters, all together. You look at the situation of this family, and people say it's the tension. The two brothers, the older brother didn't want to be my brother's keeper. He was jealous with his younger brother. But it is the father love that changed both of them, that make the situation alive and give life to all. So that's the same thing in the family. To learn from the father. You fathers and mothers, parents, love from the father and the family today to be patient, to be forgiving, to be compassionate and understanding in regard to your wayward sons or daughter. And like the story of the two brothers in the story, they were not getting along together at the beginning, but at the end, they accepted one another and celebrated one another. So that's the way in the family. Brothers and sisters should be loving and caring, forgiving to one another. I've seen this. There are cases, there are conflict in the family. Either son doesn't talk to mother, or daughter doesn't talk to the father, or brother and sister do not talk to one another. Usually, it is because of money problem. So, I'm sure that your family are blessed. So that's why we are all gathered here to God, because there are cases. People get married with God, so they don't come to church. There are the people, usually they distinguish, there are three kinds of Christians. Three kinds. The first kind is called slaves. We are Christian in regard to God as slaves. Do things because of fear. I have to do this. I have to keep God's commandments. I have to go to church. I have to be good to the people because I'm afraid of being sent to hell. That's for example like that. The second category of Christian is like hirelings. We do things and we want to be rewarded. But love is free. Love is given free from the part of God. And the third part of that is to love God. Another category of Christian is like children of God, sons and daughters of God. So like slaves, like hirelings, or like children of God, which part do we want to be? At the beginning of the Mass, we all realize that before God, we are all sinners. So we ask God for forgiveness. We call the penitential rite. I confess to Almighty God, and we strike our breast saying, through my most grievous fault, we confess the sin to one another and ask God for forgiveness. Then, towards the Holy Communion, we turn to one another, we shake hands together, say, peace be with you. That's the way it is in regard to God and regard to one another in the community, in our family, together.